Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Voice of Alandia. I am Kiran, the creator of Alandia. But let's cut to the chase, as you and me have a mysterious pixie to find. And on that cue, let me welcome an amazing mind, who by the looks of it, is as curious as you and me on what we are about to find. Hi, Mariana. Welcome to the Voice of Alandia.
Thank you, Kiran.
And just to put some context to who Mariana is, she's my wife of 27 years and a very, very, very inspiring leader.
Oh, so sweet. Thank you.
And do you know why I call you an inspiring leader?
Tell me.
It's because for 27 years, you've been trying to lead me out of all the trouble I generally get myself into.
That's a good one. Trying to. Nobody can lead you, Baba.
That's good. Anyway, let's get going because I'm really excited to try out my podcasting journey to find my next source of smiles. So let's jump straight into Alandia. Put your helmet on and now just imagine you're jumping.
Stop. You're already flying, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There are some things I would like to get the basic in place first.
Yeah.
So I better understand your odyssey.
You want to know where you're going?
No, not necessarily. I just like the basics, like you talk about oh yes and oh no stories. And I think that was one of the first things you imagined you created. So I would like to, what is an oh yes story, for example? It's actually a new concept. I want you to explain what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, when I was, you know, grieving after my diagnosis of ADHD, you know, I was trying to find out what was missing in my life, because at that point of time, I probably had everything a person could hope for. And then I actually went in and analyzed about 55 years of stories in my life. And there was a pattern. There was a pattern which said, yes, Kiran, you did it. And behind the yes, Kiran, there was an oh, which was said in a little bit of a funny, jovial manner. And that's where I came upon this concept, oh yes. Because in my life, I've had like a series of oh yes stories or oh yes moments where I was happy and I made the world around me happy. But on the flip side, I also had these oh no stories or oh no moments. Because when I was sad and I was grimacing, not only I was grimacing, but the world around me and the lives I touched were also grimacing. So that is where the concept of oh yes and oh no stories come from.
So an oh yes story is yes, I did it and wow, I won and it's good things. Hey, I made it happen and I made it and I made somebody happy or got a smile. And on the other side, oh no stories are like, oh, I disappointed something. Oh, why didn't I do it? You know, bad things. People did disappointed. You are disappointed. But I also know that you have put it in oh yes stories into three categories, right?
Yeah.
And oh no into three categories also. So why did you do that?
Yeah, I think within me, I have like millions and millions of stories. But to put things into a size which was easy to work with, I decided I'll have like three flavors of an ice cream, like three level of oh yes stories. So the basic level is oh yes. It's like, wow, I made this really good finger licking curry. It tastes really good. And the feeling lasts for like an hour. And then you have this oh yes. It's like, wow, I did this project against all odds. And the feeling is like, cool. It lasts for like a week. And then I have the oh yes stories, where something amazing happens, like getting married, you know, love lasts for 3 months, for example.
Good to know. Only 3 months?
3 months, and then it becomes, you know, daily life. But as a size, you know, anything which lasted for 3 months was easy for me to package in what I call an oh yes story. And in the same way, I have the oh no, or oh no, and oh no. And you can see I love tongue twisters. But in the same way, an oh no story was, for example, if I lost my car keys, which I do very often. So
yeah, you lose something almost on daily basis.
Yeah, but basics. Then I feel bad. You know, I curse and crib for about maybe an hour. And oh no story is when I get into a conflict with somebody, which is rare. But, you know, that sort of hurts for about a couple of days. And the oh no stories is, you know, when you're really down, you're sleeping badly, you're grieving, somebody dies, etc. Things which are maybe not in your control and generally last for longer periods of time. So I found this perfect balance between the three oh yes stories and three oh no stories. Very nice and very easy to deal with when talking about my emotions and trying to figure out, you know, what makes me happy and what makes me sad, or like I say, what makes me grimace.
I guess it will be easy for everybody who can just think back. How far did you go back when you remembered all these stories?
Yeah, and this is where the beauty of Alandia comes in. Because the minute I decided to jump through the Red Cooking Pot, which was my portal into Olandia from the world I call Don't Do Nation. The first milestone or landmark I came across in Olandia was what I call the story archives. Because I felt, you know, inside me, I had like millions of stories, but I had no way to categorize them. So for a couple of months, you know, I wrote a lot. I documented many, many of my stories. I put them into these six boxes. And behind them, I found what I call 30 emotions. 15 emotions which make me happy and 50 emotions which make me sad. And I knew that if I worked a lot with these emotions, you know, a simple, oh yes, story, which generally would last an hour, if I did something a little bit extra on top of it, like an ice cream, you put, yeah, maybe a bit of chocolate on the vanilla, the feeling lasts for maybe 1 hour more. And the same way, if I did something to prevent a grimace, which generally hurt me for an hour, to do something so it hurt me only for 30 minutes, you know, that was a great way for me to deal with my goal of creating a billion smiles every day.
So you're using these emotions to deal with future oh yes and oh no stories. But you must base these emotions on previous stories.
Yes, they are reference points for me. So I now know, for example, what makes me happy, what makes me sad in general, right? I cannot predict them, but I know what makes me happy and what makes me sad. So that's why I say, okay, if I feel this happy feeling coming on, what little bit extra can I do to enjoy it more? And if I feel one of these sad moments coming along, I say, okay, how do I handle this, right? How do I get it to upset me just a little bit less?
So you experience these mood swings less. You're more in control. That's what you mean?
Yeah, I'm more in control. So I can enjoy my happy moments longer. And I cannot avoid my sad moments. But if I learn to deal with them, maybe they don't hurt me as much as they did a couple of years back.
That sounds really nice. Can you just give one or two examples of an oh yes story and an oh no story? What could it be, for example?
Yeah, an oh yes story for me is like, you know, I love to cook food, right? And I love to try out new recipes. And when I hit a recipe on the head, I get like a finger-licking good curry. Because when I eat this curry, I'm in heaven for an hour. But if I also maybe adapt a little bit, so you and the children can enjoy it also, so maybe put a little bit less chili, but still have the same flavor, then I would say like my smile or my enjoyment is contagious. And that creates not only an oh yes moment or story for me, but it creates one for a family, right? And the same way, an oh no story, for example, if I kept losing my keys and you would keep getting irritated with me, I would say, okay, let me just try a little bit harder and keep the keys in a fixed place. Then the number of times you get angry with me because I'm continuously going to lose my keys anyway. So instead of you getting angry with me 5 days in a row, you're probably angry with me only 3 days in a row because I've got a system in place.
That was also very practical.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff is just practical stuff. It's just being aware of what makes you happy and what makes you grimace.
Do you have any advice for people who are just starting on this kind of journey where how should they look into their oh yes and oh no stories? Do you have any advice for them?
So I think every person has a lot of stories to tell. What really helped me was actually sitting down and writing them, you know, however small they may be. Because once you start working with them, and in my case, writing helped me. In other cases, it could be podcasting or painting or whatever. But once you're able to express the emotion behind what makes you happy and sad in a way, see, that will really, really help you to get started on finding out your own oh yes and oh no stories. And a very simple example was recently when I was in India, I was sharing, you know, my oh yes and oh no stories with my childhood friend who was my guru for many, many years. And he was so impressed by what I did that he told me, Kiran, every 3 days, I'm going to write down one of our memories. So literally every 3 days, this lovely person from Bangalore writes me one of my memories, which makes not only him smile, but makes me smile. And then I share it with you. So you also get a little bit of an idea of how I was when I was young. So this is what I say is like, you know, smiles are contagious, right? So pass them around.
Good memories are always very good.
Yeah, and they can just keep getting better.
That was really good. I hope the listeners can use this and understand what is an oh yes story and what an oh no story is, and start documenting in whatever way they need to do it.
Start. I think that was a very nice way to start this podcast and finish it. And I look forward to inviting you back into the voice of Olandia and go deeper into Olandia.
Thank you.
And that brings us to a close of this episode. Thank you for investing your time to listen to my adventures. And if some of them made you ponder a bit or smile, remember there are many more waiting to be discovered on my website, kiranvaz.com, kiranvaz.com. Until we meet again, I promise you, I'm already planning my next adventure.